It's official. The New York State Fair will return this year, though it won't be quite the same as it was before the pandemic. Governor Cuomo made the announcement at the fairgrounds Monday. He's calling it a reimagined fair that will operate as four concurrent festivals: food and beverage, concerts, amusements, and agriculture. Cuomo says this will make it easier to limit daily admission to 50% and meet other operating guidelines.
They will be revised between now and August. And if things keep going the way they're going, they will be revised up. More capacity, more flexibility. If we keep that COVID positivity going down, we keep the vaccination rate going up, you're going to see more and more economic activity, and you'll see that here at the State Fair also.
As of now, the fair buildings will not be open to the general public, with the exception of restrooms. And visitors will be required to observe social distancing and wear masks, except when eating or drinking. Those buying food and beverages will be asked to sit at tables or dining spaces. Proof of vaccination will not be required for entry. Fair Director Troy Waffner says it will be different.
It's tough to go from a facility and an event where you plan on huge crowds and you love jamming people together to one where you're talking about social distancing.
He says the idea is to do it safely so they can give people the experience of the state fair. Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball says while last year's fair was canceled, agriculture was not. He looks forward to reintroducing New Yorkers to the farmers and their essential role in the food supply chain and the state's economy.
We'll be able to connect those dots again, welcoming customers back to the New York State Fair. I expect this year the fair will have a very special spirit about it. We can look forward to the sights, the sounds, the smells, and the taste once again of the New York Fair.
Admission is $3 per person, and children under 12 will be free. Tickets will be sold for each of the outdoor areas so visitors can plan accordingly. The fair will run for 18 days, August 20th through Labor Day, September 6th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.